been addressed by many speakers today, especially the last speaker, is that due to improvements in improvements in turf breeding, especially perennial ryegrass, is thus able to, newer varieties of perennial ryegrass are able to persist later on into the spring and summer months, thus impeding the germination and reestablishment of the perennial ryegrass base. As Yelverton stated in 2005, prolonged overseed cover is detrimental to perennial ryegrass base, resulting in delayed green up and eventual sand decline. This leads me to objective of my field research, which evaluate combinations of mowing height, fertilizer rate, and trifloxysulfuron rates and timing for best spring transition from overseed ryegrass back to the permanent Bermuda grass base. Hypothesis of this study was that trifloxysulfuron with cultural treatments will improve spring transition. Spring transition is defined as a change from cover turf back to Bermuda grass base. Ideally, this transition should be a slow and should be a gradual one without a loss in turf grass quality. However, ryegrass effectively shades out the Bermuda grass base. Zook and company found in 2005 that a 1.4 centimeter mowed perennial ryegrass stand effectively reduced solar radiation that reached the soil surface by 72%. And again, Dr. Yelverton stated that Bermuda grass requires 100 days of ideal growing conditions to fully regenerate, to fully recover, or else eventual stand decline will occur. Previous research found by Horgan and Yelverton in 2001 is that culture treatments alone don't seem to be cutting it. They don't consistently enhance the natural transition from ryegrass back to bluegrass base. Horgan and Yelverton, as well as research from Askew, has found that chemical elimination seems to be the best way to go in providing the potential to transition without a loss in turf quality or usability. It appears the most effective and consistent approach. Which leads me to my study itself. The study was conducted at the Clemson University Women's Soccer Practice Field, located in Clemson, South Carolina. Fields are Tifway 419 Bermuda grass, which are overseed with Barenbrug Turf Star brand perennial ryegrass every October at a rate of 341 kilograms per hectare. The design of the study was that of a split plot design with completely randomized split plots with four replications. Plot size were 2 by 3 meters, and the liquid applications of trifloxysulfuron was made with a CO2 backpack sprayer, calibrated to deliver 20 gallons per acre. The granular applications of ammonium nitrate were applied using shaker canister and a rotary spreader. The means were separated using Fisher's protected LSD with alpha set at 0.05. An aerial shot of the study during the second year. As you can see, the four blocks quite distinctly. Each block was then divided into four strips. Each strip received either a 1.27 or a 2.54 mowing height, and either a 24.39 kilogram or 48.78 kilogram rate of nitrogen per week. Each one of the strips were then divided into five monument treatments, or trifloxysulfuron, excuse me. Trifloxysulfuron was applied at 0.1 or 0.3 ounces per acre, either in mid-April or mid-May, and also where those are untreated as well. Application dates were the 14th and 13th of April for 06 and 07 respectively, and 16th and 15th of 07 for May respectively as well. All treatments of monument received a non-ionic surfactant at a rate of 0.25% volume per volume basis. Due to time constraints, multiple parameters were evaluated. However, due to time constraints, only turf quality on a scale of 1 to 9 were visually rated, 1 to 9, 9 being excellent, 1 being poor, dead turf, and anything less than 7 was deemed unacceptable, and percent ryegrass and percent bluegrass were rated on a scale of 0 to 100%. Results. Setting up a graph for turf quality for 07, looking at the interaction of trifloxysulfuron and mowing height alone. On our y-axis, we have turf quality on a scale from 5 to 9, and our x-axis are the rating dates for respective LSDs. In our legend, we have different May treatments, different April treatments at either 1.2 or 2.5 centimeter mowing heights. As you can see from the graph, the 1.2 centimeter untreated and 2.5 centimeter untreated maintained acceptable turf grass quality throughout the whole study. However, all treatments that received April applications of trifloxysulfuron difficult, unacceptable turf grass quality for a period of 2 to 3 weeks. However, all treatments recovered at the end of the study to achieve near excellent turf grass quality at study's end. Similar trend was results were observed for May treatments. Again, both untreated at 1.2 and 2.5 centimeters height of cut maintain acceptable turf grass quality, as well as 1.2 centimeters low, 1.2 centimeters that received a low May trifoxy soil current rate, all achieved acceptable turf grass quality throughout the study. Meanwhile, all other May treatments dipped below acceptable turf grass quality for 2 to 3 period. Percent ryegrass. Again, setting up our axis, y-axis we have percent ryegrass on a 0 to 100% scale, and x-axis was rain days with respective LSDs. Again, comparing April treatments at either 1.2 or 2.5 centimeters height of cut. All treatments that received either a higher or low rate of trifoxysulfuron resulted in 0% ryegrass by study's end. Meanwhile, both untreated plots had between 30 and 40% ryegrass at study's end. Similar trend or results were observed for May treatments, and that all treatments that received a May application of trifoxysulfuron resulted in complete removal of ryegrass by study's end, while untreated had approximately 30% ryegrass. Percent ryegrass present in 2006 was rather erratic. This is possibly due to a cold snap that occurred in mid-May of 06, which resulted in a rebound of perennial ryegrass. But again, the only treatment that resulted in complete control of perennial ryegrass was that of 1.2 centimeter mowing height combined with a high trifoxysulfuron rate. Percent Bermudagrass present for all treatments that received trifoxysulfuron in April resulted in 100% Bermudagrass coverage by study's end. Meanwhile, a 1.2 centimeter height of cut untreated, as well as the 2.5 centimeter height of cut, did not achieve 100% Bermudagrass coverage and received 75% and 85% Bermudagrass coverage, respectively, for study's end. Similar results were obtained with May treatments as well. All treatments eventually resulted in 100% Bermudagrass coverage by study's end. Again, the untreated did not achieve, wasn't quite lucky, and received 75 to 85% Bermudagrass coverage at study's end. Some pictures of treatments. These pictures are high April trifoxysulfuron treatments at either 1.2 or 2.5 centimeters height of cut with, combined with high fertility. The first row of pictures were taken 2 weeks after treatment, which coincides with the first week of May. Second row of pictures coincides with 6 weeks after treatment, which is the first of June. As you can see, both 1.2 and 2.5 centimeter plots that receive high rates of trifoxysulfuron in April have unacceptable turf grass quality and density, leading to unacceptable turf. Meanwhile, the 1.2 centimeter untreated is just shining. However, first week in June, all treatments have acceptable turf grass quality. Please ignore the blemishes caused by spring dead spot, which impacted its turf grass quality for the 2.5 centimeter 6 weeks after treatment. As stated earlier, similar results were achieved with high May trifoxysulfuron rates at 1.2, 2.5 centimeters height of cut, plus high fertility. 2 weeks after treatment, it's approximately the first week in June, and 6 weeks after treatment is the final rating date of the study, which is the first week in July. Again, the 1.2 and 2.5 centimeter plots to receive monuments with trifoxysulfuron had unacceptable turf grass quality due to lack of good density and turf grass color. Meanwhile, the untreated had acceptable turf grass quality. And similar results found with the April treatments, both the 1.2 and 2.5 centimeter plots had excellent turf grass quality, while the untreated began to check out as turf grass quality was. Leads me to the summary. That is, untreated plots and the low May trifoxysulfuron and the half inch height of cut, or 1.2 centimeters, had acceptable turf grass quality throughout 2007. Meanwhile, trifoxysulfuron treated plots had complete ryegrass removal or control in 2007 at study's end. And finally, the percent Bermudagrass was reduced by 21 to 35% in untreated 1.2 and 2.54 centimeter plots respectively versus untreated plots at the study's end in July. Conclusion is in Clemson, South Carolina, in the lower transition zone, cultural practices must be coupled with spring transition and herbicides to complete timely transition, spring transition. Future research is evaluate new products for spring transition aids, use different combinations of treatments, cultural treatments, to achieve good transition, and also to investigate allopathic potential of perennial ryegrass in the greenhouse. This time, I'd like to entertain any questions that anybody might have for me. Yes, please. The question posed was, did we keep the same plots from year to year, from between both years? We did not. We shifted the whole study to the opposite end of the field, so we would not have any residual effects going into the next year. We did not. The question was. Were the plots after a given time after the study gone back and reevaluated? No. Immediately after come July 1st, the plots are part of the athletic complex, and therefore they're immediately scalped down, aerified, immediately at the study's end. It was rented land, so no, they were not. Any other questions?